8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Solvera Healthcare coming to Galesburg very, very soon. And we're going to find out all about who they are and what they'll be doing here in the city of Galesburg. Joining us this morning, talk more about it. First off, the CEO of Solvera, Phil Kaplis. Phil, good morning. How are you today?
Great. Looking forward to coming to Galesburg.
Thanks so much for being here this morning. Also, the Director of Marketing, Tony Johnson. Tony, good morning. How are you today?
It's great to be here. Phil and I got here a little early. We were driving around, and I was born in the original St. Mary's Hospital just around the corner here.
Oh, just behind us here. Wow,
yeah,
okay.
So I was reminiscing a little bit about it, having grown up just south of here in St. Augustine, Avon, and that.
Okay.
It kind of feels like home. Carl Sandburg Mall used to be the cool place to come.
Oh, yeah.
When you grew up in St. Augustine.
Not so cool anymore. All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in with us here this morning. Solvera Healthcare, well, let's talk about it. You got your start, Phil, in Peoria, and a pretty new venture for you. Just talk first off about Solvera and what it is, first off, you do in Peoria, and then your expansion.
Well, in Peoria, you know, I've been in hospitality just over 25 years. I owned restaurants. I had the Golden Corral there in Peoria. Also had 225 Steakhouse. I have a small pizzeria in Metamora, Illinois. So I've been around hospitality a long time. And
so this only seemed a natural move to go into the healthcare field, right?
It's quite the pivot. healthcare is not foreign to me, though. My father was a forensics toxicologist. We owned our own crime lab in Valparaiso, Indiana. Still open today. A lot of my family members are in healthcare. Making the pivot, it wasn't completely foreign to us, but it was changing industries like that. But the one void in healthcare today is hospitality. A lot of people agree with us that, you know, it's a very cold environment, you know, and that's something that I want to change in healthcare. So business is business. I mean, all businesses are tough, especially in today's climate. But when you're looking at how to better an industry, or, you know, always start with the service, right? I mean, so that's something I think we can bring to the table. Obviously, we're not clinicians, so we're going to hire the best clinicians we can possibly find. And I feel very comfortable with the doctor, getting Dr. Santiago and getting Dr. Patterson. And, handling women's care and birth control for us will be Dr. Fox. And I feel very confident. They've been here in Galesburg. They're from this community, feeling very good about it.
You know, it's interesting you talked about that, the kind of that cold feeling. I mean, it almost at times you feel like just going for maybe a regular checkup or visit, like you're going to an ER. And it shouldn't feel that way, is what you're saying, obviously.
Yeah, well, you know, you'll notice a difference right off the bat when you come to our facility. You know, a lot of times when you go to the doctor's offices, you know, they got the window, the lady or person is on the phone, they slide the window open, what are you here for? You know, we're not like that. We have a greeter out front. There's no phone on their desk. They do have a computer to check you in to say, hey, this person's here. Now the staff knows, is alerted that you're there. Their job is specifically to talk to you and to make you feel welcome and warm. And that's what hospitality is. That's where it starts.
Phil Kaplis, CEO of Solvera Health, coming to Galesburg soon. Opened their first facility in Peoria, actually in the old Golden Corral building, which I'm disappointed, I got to tell you, Phil. I loved that place. But that's okay. I guess I would be healthier now going there, right?
Well, I tell you, Tony just did a July 4th parade in West Peoria. And we have a free transportation in Peoria right now. We have a wheelchair accessible van. We pick patients up, get them to their appointments, and he's doing the parade. And people are saying, "Oh, that's the Golden Corral. That's the Golden Corral," you know. And Tony just said it was humorous, you know, because everybody knows this is the Golden Corral, which is what we wanted, you know. Yeah. Those buildings that profile, that, you know, that high visibility, you know. Hey, that's, I know where that's at.
Yeah, basically busiest intersection in Peoria, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of them for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Phil Kaplis, CEO of Solvera Health, coming to Galesburg. Tony Johnson, the Director of Marketing. And Tony, it's an interesting transition for you as well, coming from a corporate world of Caterpillar and into a much smaller, I guess, family-like setting for you.
Yeah, and I think that's what I was looking for. I mean, I grew up in this area over here, small town, and and went to University of Illinois, played football, and went to Caterpillar straight out of that after 33 years, and loved my work there, and loved Caterpillar fourth generation, and was the mining director for the marketing director for the mining division. But COVID really made me rethink my life, as it did a lot of people, and I just, the rat race of the corporate world, and so I wanted to do something local. I wanted to get back to a smaller circle. And I still wanted to work. I wanted to take my marketing experience and do a startup, and, you know, talk to Phil and spent 2 hours in his office. And I've been a healthcare consumer, but I've never been. So, you know, making the transition from bulldozers to healthcare in the marketing space. And Phil and I are a lot of the same. This, we're not corporate healthcare people. But the business fundamentals that we've learned, and we're both, we try to be really humble community people, and that's the core of what the business is and how we're positioning it, and then surrounding ourselves with people that are experts in healthcare. And that's, you know, my whole life has been surrounding yourself with people that are really good at what they do and having that good ecosystem, and really excited about the Silvera. And more importantly, now that I'm transitioned from a consumer to actually, you know, marketing healthcare, really understanding a little bit better and able to take some of those pain points that I had as a consumer and trying to solve that here. And we're seeing really positive results with our model, and they just love us. When they come to our clinic in Peoria, it's just a totally different feeling. Our providers are very personable. They spend time with you. We follow up with you, and I think that's what people are looking for.
So Vera Healthcare coming to Galesburg. So you're going to be on South Sewanatoha Road. What will the address be?
256 South Sewanatoha.
256 South Sewanatoha Road. And when I know you're getting close and soon. How soon will things be getting underway and you'll be able to start seeing patients?
Well, actually, Monday we have several appointments already scheduled. The only thing that stands in its way is, you know, we're moving so quickly, getting everybody over and pushed over, all the doctors going through credentialing. Because once they leave a facility, they have to go through all credentialing again with the insurance companies all over again, and med malpractice. So everything is pretty much in place. We're waiting on, hopefully today we find out about the med mal. Otherwise, we may have to push some appointments until we get that final yes from our insurance carrier. Got all week. We've got appointments scheduled already. And the whole point to us was, you know, we want to get to the market as quickly as possible for the doctors. And you know, we hired 11 people, the last people standing at Cottage who really, you know, put their heart and soul into this community as workers. They were very sad to leave, yet, you know, kind of excited about the new opportunity. But that's what makes us excited, is it's that community involvement, community employees, all of that type of stuff.
Phil Kaplis is the CEO of Silvera Health. Tony Johnson, Director of Marketing. We'll talk about, I mean, you've already talked about three doctors that are going to be there, but it's not limited to just three physicians. You're going to be offering a lot of different services. Talk about what different services, and some may be in the future, I understand, but talk about a lot of the different services that Silvera will be offering here in Galesburg.
Sure. Well, in Peoria, I'll talk about Peoria first, because mm-hmm. that's what we want to model to Galesburg eventually. Peoria is basically we handle 85% of all your healthcare needs. We'll take care of anywhere from you know, infants to end of life. Medicare is a specialty of ours, and it's a great place to come because you get all the care you need under one roof, unless you need a specialist, which will help navigate that as well. So when you look at us, we have physical therapy, we have a full pharmacy. We have imaging, lab and diagnostics. Very few primary care practices can say they have a urologist. Very few can say they have a gynecologist in there to help. So when you come to us, we have a small procedure room. So we can take care of, Dr. Patterson can do, you know, vasectomies, he can do cystos, he can do, you know, a lot of the office procedures that you know, women would need or men would need.
You know, it's interesting, we talked about kind of the family atmosphere. It's truly that for you, Phil, as you've got family members involved with you.
Well, when COVID hit, I spent a year at our laboratory. I was launching pharmacogenetics. So when I say, you know, healthcare is not foreign to me, I mean, we were launching pharmacogenetics, which is how your body processes prescription medications. And we were just getting it off the ground, and then COVID hit, right? So we transferred all of our equipment over to COVID testing, and I swabbed noses for a year. So
you probably never want to do it again.
But it was a great feeling to help people. And that was my first real taste in healthcare, getting, you know, seeing how, excited people were. We had fun with it in our drive-through, you know, and people were very happy for our service, and that made me feel good, you know, and I was still in transition of what am I going to do with my restaurants? Cause my restaurants were closed down back in Peoria. So I was like, well, we have to make some decisions here. So when I came back home, I talked to my family and said, look, we've got to make a tremendous pivot here. Cause I knew the Golden Corral with the labor situation, all of these people, taking other jobs, moving on, or, you know, taking the money from the government and, you know, struggle getting them back. That was very difficult. And, you know, we made the decision, boy, I don't know. I mean, I had 92 employees at Golden Corral. So it was, how are we going to serve the public when we come back, and will people come back to a buffet? And I think we made the right decision, because I look around at restaurants that I know are extremely busy, and they've got about 30, 40% of their business. They're not really humming along at, you know, 80%, 90%. They're down. They're 50%, you know. Some might be doing well, like my pizzeria did just great, you know, because it was carry out delivery. So those businesses did very well. But that buffet is an enormous position. So our family made the decision, you know, let's close it down and try and retool. And I had a friend that was in healthcare 30 years, had this business plan, had presented it to me 5 years prior. And I called him and said, hey, Scott, you know, his name's Scott Anderson. He's our chief product officer, helping us put all this together. And I said, hey, what do you think of this location for that plan you thought? He said, oh, it's A+. You can't get a better location. This is what we would want. And so we talked to my partner, and he said, well, it's, you know, we got to do something. So if the restaurants aren't going to make it, let's figure this out. So we made the pivot, and my wife is the CFO. My son's was our operations manager at our steakhouse, Bradley graduate. And my other son was a health sciences major at Purdue University. And so, going to get his master's in IT and cybersecurity. So I said, hey, we're all going to be in healthcare now. And ironically, my other daughter is at Northwestern Medicine. She's an accountant in Chicago and finance up there. And my other daughter's getting her doctorate in physical therapy in Missouri State. So I was like, look at that. And in 1 year, you know, all my kids have been working, you know, I was one of those family slave drivers, you know, my kids been working fairs and restaurants with me forever, but now they're all in healthcare.
Phil Kaplis, CEO of Silvera Health, coming to Galesburg, and Tony Johnson, Director of Marketing. Tony, if people want more information, you do have a website, how else? And if somebody's looking to make an appointment, how do they go about that here at the Galesburg location?
Yeah, the best thing, you can go to silverahealth.com/Galesburg. That website actually just went live yesterday. We talk about our doctors there. We talked about our services. Phil mentioned the 11 staff that have come on board. We've got them listed. So silverahealth.com/Galesburg. And there's also a phone number on there, too, that just went live. In fact, the first phone call from a patient came in yesterday. I was right there when the phone rang. And so that's the best place. We're going to be very active on Facebook. So if you could follow Silvera Health on Facebook, and then talking with your radio station here about getting the word out, and really love the Galesburg market as far as the ability to use the channels, in particular radio, to help getting it. So that's our immediate goal, is we want to get the message out who Silvera is, and for, you know, Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and Dr. Fox, they have a lot of patients that, you know, they're used to going to Knox Clinic. We want them to know where we're at, and starting next week, they can come and see those doctors there.
Phil, anything else people need to know about the new healthcare provider in town?
Well, we're very community-oriented, and, you know, I've said from day one, even in Peoria, you know, we're about being a part of the community, getting out, doing guerrilla-type marketing where we go to the local events. We go to do whatever we can to involve ourselves because that's where our families work. That's where they live. Being part of the community is very important in every location we open. I think that there's just so much excitement to draw on what Tony said. There's so much excitement in Galesburg around this healthcare stuff. We had under construction, we've had four to six people just show up at the construction site saying, you know, is this where it's going? Can I make an appointment? You know, and of course we take it. But we also have, you know, we're trying to give as much continuity of care as we can to those patients, you know. That's why we're trying to open to expedite the opening as fast as possible, because it's not really about us. It's more about and even so, I said, hey, even if we're not credentialed by whoever carries their insurance, even if we're not credentialed, take the appointment anyway. We'll see them for free at this point, because the continuity of care is very important, right? I mean, these people are trying to get their refills. They're trying to see their doctor, and everybody's just like, oh, you wait till September. Wait till, you know, a lot of people can't wait till September, you know, and then they have to go sit in an emergency room for 5 hours to try and get primary care. So that's the void we're trying to fill right now, just that continuity of care. And our NPs and, you know, over in Peoria and our doctor over there have offered to see some of those patients. Dr. Patterson has seen 4 or 5 patients over in Peoria from Galesburg so far, you know, just so they can get their care.
Phil Kaplis, the CEO of Silvera Healthcare. Tony Johnson, Director of Marketing. Again, the website,
SilveraHealth.com/Galesburg.
All right. Well, there you go. Again, another healthcare option here in the city of Galesburg. Phil, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming to Galesburg.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
Tony, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Good to see you, Tom.